Moss Carruthers with the carry on third down and two. He's going to be awfully close to the first down. They're looking. They may bring this out and measure this. Yeah, they're going to measure it because he's right at the sticks, and the ball is close to the Senton 42-yard line. I got news for you. If they don't make it, they're going to go for it on fourth down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's no chance they're calling this one good. So they're ready to go.
See if they stretch it. I say that, but they've got the wind at their back. If they wanted to punt, I guess they could punt. But and they're going to be about, I don't know, 5 inches short. Good grief. Very, very close, but it's going to be fourth down. Mann is in the game, but so is JoJo Weeks, and now Mann's coming out. So they're definitely going to go for it here. Actually, Mann's not coming out, but he's lining up at a wide receiver spot. Fourth down and 5 inches for the Texans, trailing it by seven. Weeks for the first time under center. Quarterback sneak. He's trying to stretch. I don't think he's got it. Second effort, though. Let's see. Initially, he was stopped, Jared, but then he kind of pushed his way forward on the second effort. Let's see.
It doesn't look like they're going to spot it. They're going to look like they're going to blow it dead beforehand.
And they're not going to measure it. For whatever reason, they're not going to measure this thing. Drives me nuts. Second round of the playoffs, don't measure it. At any rate, it's going to be Senton football, first down and 10. Well, that's too bad because the Texans got the turnover, and that was a perfect chance to get some momentum. Trailing Senton 7-0. Why don't you measure that, Jared? Why don't you measure that in the playoffs, huh?
For those of you who have listened to us all year long, my silence alone will tell you enough that I have
no idea.
No clue whatsoever.
Here's the gift to Sofuentes up the middle, and he's going to be surrounded by Wembley Texan defenders. Picked up a yard. It'll be second down and 9. Well, one thing encouraging, Jared, it seems like Wembley's playing the run pretty good here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing good defense. I mean, you consider that they held them to 7. Really, the one play that they got was the touchdown that Valadez had slipped on. So, played a good game so far.
Here's the turn. Fake handoff. It's Gorman right up the middle. He's got a huge hole. Steps to his right to the Wembley 40. First down and down to the Wembley 37-yard line is Gorman, who, frankly, is not fleet of foot, but he certainly had a lot of room to run through on that play. Got it down to the 37-yard line, and he kind of had a hesitation move there once he got in the secondary. That's kind of sweet looking. Got the first down at the Wembley 37. Gorman now is going to roll right. Looking. He's just going to throw this one away. Incomplete. Far sideline. Stops the clock at 10:37 left to play in the second quarter. Bring up a second down and 10 now. Texans would do themselves a lot of good here if they can stop this drive here. Trailing at 7-0. Gorman's going to take it himself again, and he's going to be wiped out by Jake Cockerham and company right at the line of scrimmage. So it'll be third down now. They're going to give him a loss of a yard. Third down and 11 now.
Well, and this is where the wind is going to factor into theirs as well. Obviously, we saw him throw it away a minute ago, but a little bit harder to make an accurate throw throwing into this heavy wind. So third down and long, kind of reverse situation here. Wimberly had it in the first quarter. Senton's got it now.
Gorman back to throw, looking left, throwing left. It's kind of a wobbler. You're exactly right, Jared. He got nothing on that throw. Incomplete on this near sideline.
Yeah, and I think I'm watching the game here. I'm looking at the refs, and I'm looking at Coach Saucier sitting down here on the side. And, man, they missed a big, big holding call on this outside right here. Pretty much a free run to the quarterback right here, but just held on his shoulder pads. And so Coach Saucier not happy about it, but neither way, fourth down and 10, they're going to go for it.
Yeah, they're going to go for it here. Gorman in the shotgun. He's got wide receivers all over the place. No running backs in the backfield. Straight drop, looks over the middle, throws, and it's in and out of the hands of the receiver. Incomplete, and the Texans will take over. Tried to hit his man, Canales, over the middle. Canales, who hasn't done much, if anything, here tonight against the Texans defense. He got his hands on the ball, but in and out. And it's going to be first and 10 for the Texans. Nice job by Wimbley.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that kind of looks like that's what this game's going to be. I mean, it really looks like it's going to be a defensive battle. Both offenses really struggled a little bit. You know, Wimbley running the ball. We've thrown some passes, been successful a little bit. But just really just kind of a barn burner game at this point defensively.
Clock stops at 9:57 left to play in the first half. Again, Senton leading it 7-0 over the Texans. Weeks back to throw, looking over the middle. He's got protection. He's got a man incomplete. Stover had a half step on the defensive back, and it was overthrown in the secondary. Second down and 10.
Yeah, and that's, again, this is where you know, the wind's in your favor this time, so you get the opportunity to throw it deep, but just a half hair deep on that one. So it's a, you know, it's going to be a, it's going to be like that all night long here. We got Senton 7, Texans 0 right now, 9:50 left in the second quarter. So, unbelievable game we got going on right now.
Ball at the Wimbley 38. Second down and 10. Trying to see who the back is in the backfield. Kipras, I believe. Yeah, Weeks now gets the snap. He's in a lot of trouble. Immediate pressure put on JoJo Weeks, and he loses four. It's going to be third and 14.
Yeah, and I watched that time. They're rushing four guys. They're just basically bringing their offense or the defensive line right there. So they're Senton's doing an excellent job of getting pressure into the backfield. Seemed like every play. Run play, obviously they're stopping them right on the line of scrimmage, and even the pass plays, we've seen JoJo have to scramble quite a bit to even try to make something happen, or it's a quick throw, one of the two.
Yeah, I think eyeball test, I think it would be accurate to say that Senton's defensive line is getting the best of Wimbley's offensive line at this point in the ballgame.
And they drop down to a 3-4 now.
Third down and 14, Weeks throws it, right side man, and he dropped it. Drops it at the 38-yard line. In his defense, I don't think he was going to go very far after he caught it, but nevertheless, that's about the third drop that we've seen here tonight, Jared.
Yeah, that's, you know, again, it's just the idea of running before you catch the ball right there. So it's, you know, I agree with you. At that point right there, he's going to get maybe three, maybe five at the most. So, you know, not a total loss, but at the same time, from a confidence standpoint, from a momentum standpoint, those are the ones that you want to bring down.
Senton looks like they're going to come after the punt, but man is able to get it away. It's high. McGowan will let it bounce, and he will back away, which is a good thing for Wimbley, who downs it at the 28-yard line with 8:55 left to play in the first half. Sinton's offense will take over.
Yeah, a lot better punt right there, too. We're going to see. I mean, this game very well. Again, we talked about it. I talked about it earlier, the fact that, you know, these kids are going to have to play the game now. These coaches have done what they can do. But in a game like this, where the wind is become such a big factor that we've watched, it could be a simple coaching decision or non-decision that could take this game.
Well, one play could make the difference at
Absolutely.
The end of the ballgame. There's no doubt.
I hope we haven't seen it already.
You're right about that. I'm thinking about one play in particular right now. I know you are too. First down and 10 now for Senton. Gorman will take it up the middle again. He has the quarterback keeper. He gets popped at about the 31-yard line. Still pushes the pile forward, though, and he picked up about five out near the 34-yard line, second down and five.
Yeah, those are the plays that I wonder when I see those right there. He stood up, he stopped. JoJo earlier stood up and stopped. Really, the second effort might have got him the first down, but they blew the whistle dead. Young man stays up 3 or 4 seconds, gains an extra yard, no whistle.
Yeah. Back to throw now is Gorman.
There's
a hold. He's in pressure now, though. He rolls left, throws it long and incomplete. He was trying to hit his receiver, Jordan Martinez, and overshot him. It'll be third down now at five.
Coach Saucier got his holding call on that one. They held Jake Cockerham again really by the neck on that one. He's going to get it here for sure. If they don't, I'll be surprised.
Well, if you saw it from here, and again, the official gives no signal. He just verbally tells the crowd what happened. I'm going to assume that was Jared Robinson's hold that was the call as they mark it off. It's going to be marked off way back at the 23-yard line. Replay second down, though. It'll be second down and 15. 8:19 left to play in the first half. Senton with the ball and a 7-point lead. Looking over the middle is Gorman. He's got a man left side now, and it is caught for a first down out to the 44-yard line. That's Martinez. Senton moves the chains. Quickly to the line of scrimmage comes Gorman now. And against that wind, that's a pretty good throw there, Jared.
Yeah, that's a hard throw to make, kind of an out route, corner route per se on that on this close side down here. Ends up making a good throw. Charrington got kind of turned around a little bit.
Gorman now will turn, gives it to Canales. Look out, stiff arm, 45-50, far sideline, still on his feet, and finally tripped up after a gain of 9. It'll be second down and 1. Again, Canales has gaudy numbers, but he hadn't done a whole lot here tonight. That was a good run, though. Second down and 1. And now it looks like Senton's going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout with him. Our score, 7-0 Senton, 7:52 left to play in the second quarter. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including checking, savings, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Online at blancobank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender.
Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern-style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberley at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com.
Second down and 1 now, Senton in the shotgun at the Wimberley 47-yard line. Gorman will turn and give it to Canellis. He's trying to find some running room and finally finds a slight gap, and I think he's able to push forward enough for the first down, a couple of yards near the Wimberley 45. Clock will continue to run. Oh, by the way, that was Wimberley's timeout, so the Texans have one timeout remaining here in the first half. Move the chains, do the Pirates again. With the ball at the Wimberley 45. Fake handoff, Gorman, 40, big hole, 30, and brought down in that Texan secondary, but not before he gets to the Wimberley 28-yard line. And again, the Pirates are moving against the wind here.
Yeah, that's a good play by Cade Morris right there. And the
he had to chase him down,
He's a defensive lineman.
I know.
He leaped about 2-3 yards to catch him by the left leg. Otherwise, Gorman probably takes that one into the end zone. So those little plays right there, those hustle plays, can make a difference in the ballgame.
Spotting it at the Wimberley 29. Gorman rolls right. Pressure, throws it right, and incomplete.
Oh, he took a hit right there. Same gentleman we were just talking about, 63, Cade Morris, comes off the backside. No holding on that one, and he takes a free shot at him right there. And that was a big hit from that young man.
Threw it out of bounds, incomplete. It'll be second down and 10. I don't think he knew he was coming, Jerry.
No, blind side on this left, and he rolled up to the top side, and, I mean, he took a hit right there, that's for sure.
Gorman has played the whole game at quarterback. Again, they usually use two quarterbacks, but Gorman going the distance so far. Second down and 10, again at the Wimberley 29-yard line. Cifuentes with the handoff. He's in a lot of trouble, but he breaks a tackle. But Moss Carruthers ultimately brings him down. That's going to be a loss of 5, though. Way back to the Wimberley 34-yard line. It'll be third down and 15. Texans toughening up after Senton got inside the 30. And that's a good thing because the Texans haven't been able to get unleashed on offense yet tonight. Trailing at 7-0. Gorman pumps, and now he's going to go deep. He's going to go deep, and it's a jump ball and knocked away and incomplete as he was trying to get his receiver, Jordan Martinez. I think Martinez went out of bounds. The linesman threw his hat down.
I don't know if it was if he threw it or his
wind blew it off.
It blew off.
Oh, I thought he threw the thing.
Number 6, Sean Rayburn, out there on the coverage, did a good job getting his head turned around. And we've seen him a couple times not get their head turned around, got the pass interference call. But you got to know they're going to go for it. 4th and 15 from the, 34-yard line.
Fourth down and 15 now. Gorman, straight drop back. Pumps, and now he's in trouble, and he's going to go down. He gained a yard or two, but that's it, and the Wimberley Texans will take over. 6:20 left to play in this first half, Jared. I don't know about you. It feels like Sinton should be ahead by more than 7-0. Texans keep hanging around here, only trailing by a touchdown.
Yeah, I tell you what, the defense for the Texans has come in and stepped up. We knew that they were good.
Yes.
And we've kind of seen them really all year long kind of be able to stop the run, stop different things. But today has stepped up real big. Couple awesome plays on the outside by some of your defensive backs. Colby Crowder right off the bat. First throw of the game, had a great coverage. Good coverage right there by Rayburn to get the turnover on downs.
Ball at the Wimberley 38-yard line. Flip it right side. It's Crowder. He's got some running room. 40, 45, 50, right sidelines. Got a block. 30, 20. Will they catch him? He's down at the 6-yard line. How about that? Pitch and catch to Colby Crowder, and the Texans are knocking at the door.
Man, what a great, the little things that get missed into a game. You got number 15, Stover, down here on this far side, just sealing a block, almost taking his guy back into the numbers. And Crowder just running down this close sideline, taking it all the way down to the 6-yard line for the Texans with the wind again. In scoring territory right here, but you're thinking 7 if you're the Texans. You got to be able to run the ball, be able to get it in from the 6-yard line right here.
See if they can punch it in now. Moss Carruthers in the backfield is going to get the handoff, slips the tackle, and then he's going to get wiped out after a gain of 1. It'll be 2nd and goal from the 5.
We're kind of doing this little side hop whenever they take the ball and they're trying to cut back up the middle. It's not something that I've really seen a whole lot. Moss, we've seen be such a power runner. Right there, we seem really come off the ground completely, trying to jump to the right to avoid somebody. I think the momentum and the idea of scoring a touchdown, one of these young men is going to have to just run over somebody and say, I'm bigger than you and I'm stronger than you, and yep, I want it more.
I think that side hop has something to do with Sinton getting in there so quickly.
You think those white shirts back there have a problem with it?
That might have something to do with it. Here is JoJo Weeks,
there it
though.
Is.
He gets the snap, and he's into the end zone. Straight up the middle, JoJo Weeks, 5-yard touchdown. And the Texans, pending the extra point, are going to try to tie the game.
Yeah, good block by Moss Carruthers right there. A young man we were just talking about that I said was kind of jumping to the side, goes in there, ducks his helmet, and cleans a guy out on the left-hand side. JoJo really gets touched at the 1-yard line but doesn't even get tackled, just kind of goes into the end zone. So excellent chance to score, and they produce a touchdown.
Bengal now trying to tack on the extra point, and the kick is up, and it is good. 5:27 left to play in the first half. It's a brand new ball game. Wimberley 7, Sinton 7. You're listening to the Texans football team on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan sports broadcasts comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the square in Wimberley, serving lunch and dinner every day with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at CypressCreekCafe.com.
And by A Studio Z Copy and Print, a full-service printer specializing in custom and digital print jobs, website hosting, and logo creation for residents in Wimberley, Texas, located at the intersection of Ranch Roads 2325 and 12. More information at AStudioZ.com and by phone at 512-847-3532.
Back at San Antonio, Mike Black along with Jared Robinson. Daryl Dykes, Miles Blackwell in the press box with us. Jack Cole now is going to get a teammate to hold the ball as the ball is blown off the tee. Here's the kickoff. It is a pooch kick. Very, very short. And a fair catch is made by Sinton at the 37-yard line. That was Daryl French. I'm not sure why you don't just try to kick the heck out of it, But Jack Cole, they probably saw something in the film, I suppose, during the week. At any rate, Sinton will get it first and 10 at their own 37-yard line. 5:26 left to play in the first half. Tie score, Texans have tied it on the 5-yard touchdown run by JoJo Weeks.
Yeah, another chance for the defense right here. 5 minutes and 25 seconds left in the first half right here. Chance for him to make another big stop right here and take advantage of the wind.
Looking left is Gorman. Looking, he's going to scramble. Left side to the 40, tucks his shoulder down and run out of bounds, despite the fact they're going to keep the clock running. I guess that's okay. He got it to the 44-yard line. That's a nice run of about 7. It'll be Second down and three.
He did a good job of continuing to watch the route right there coming from the outside. Guy was clearing up the middle. Number three was wide receiver was clearing up the middle, really taking the corner with him and able to open up this outside to gain the 7 yards.
Second down and three. It'll be Canales on the carry. Look out. Breaks the tackle to the 50. He's tripped up. Fortunately for the Texans, not before he gets the first down, though. He's down to the Wimberley 47-yard line. Oh, by the way, Pirates have three timeouts remaining. Clock is running at 4:45 left to play in the first half. Senton, by the way, moving against the wind. Shotgun from the 47. Flags all over the place. They're going to blow this dead. Probably be a false start.
Yeah, definitely false start. Left tackle. Of course, he's not going to tell us what it is. He's just going to stick his hand on the hip. He looks like he's trying to do the mannequin challenge.
I'm going to give him the signal, so maybe he'll get it.
Have you seen that new mannequin challenge?
Oh, yeah.
That's what he looks like he's doing. He's got his hand on his hip.
Yeah.
Right there.
Perfectly still. They're going to back it up to the Senton 48-yard line. First down at 15. Cole fakes the handoff. Pressure. Little slip screen to the right. Look out, it's McGowan. But he's going to be tackled after a gain of only about three. Second down now in 12.
Defensive line did a good job right there, noticing the bubble screen on that outside and working down the line, really having to push him back outside. And the swarming defense came in there and really stopped what we can see is a pretty dynamic player to a two-yard gain.
Second down and 12 now. Clock continues to roll. It's inside 4 minutes now. Gorman under a lot of pressure. Breaks the pressure now, but now he's sacked. Tried to get away, but Jake Cockerham and David Masur brought him down way back at the Senton 46-yard line. It's going to be third down and forever now for the Pirates.
Yeah, that's a young man that doesn't have any quit in him right there. Either one of those, number four or number five, Jake and David both, they don't have any quit whatsoever. Big third down play right here. What is it, third and Wimberley?
Third and about Wimberley. Or Bernie.
Could be. Bernie's a little closer, though,
maybe
I think.
Canyon Lake. It's a long way, I know that. Senton's going to let this clock run now. Play clock is at four. Gorman will take the snap with just a tick left. He rolls right, looking deep. Throwing deep. He's got a man. McGowan's wide open, but he dropped it. Would have had the first down at the Wimberley 33-yard line, but he dropped it. And he was open.
Yeah, he had the first down. He had everything he wanted and more right there, and he just dropped the ball. So, again, I talked about it earlier in the fourth, the possibility of in the fourth quarter, you don't want to be kicking into the wind. We're coming in the same thing right now in the end of the second quarter, 3 minutes left, 45-yard line, 46-yard line, kicking into the wind right here. Colby Crowder's going to end up standing at the 38. So, I mean, he's looking for, what, a 20-yard punt?
Jordan Martinez is going to punt the ball. Yeah, it's more like 15. It's 15 yards away from the line of scrimmage. Martinez now just kicks a line drive. And it's going to roll around and take a Senton bounce and roll down at the Wimberley 30-yard line. I was looking at McGowan on the far sideline after he dropped that ball. He still hacked off at himself.
Yeah, a young man like that, as talented as what we can see. He's playing on defense, too, out here on the corner and doing a great job right now as well. But, you know, again, here we are, 31-yard line. I guess we only got one timeout left. I thought we had – no, I guess we've called two timeouts so far.
Yeah, Texans have called two.
Yeah, 2:47 left in the second quarter. So still a big opportunity right here. Minimum to get into the field goal position. Obviously, you want to put it in the end zone right here, though.
Ball at the 31. You're right. They've got 2:47 remaining, one timeout, and a whole lot of wind at their back. Kiparis is the running back to the left of JoJo Weeks. Looking left, throwing left. It's Crowder to the 35-40. Steps out of bounds near the first down marker. Got about nine out to the 40, so it'll be second down and one. That stops the clock at 2:41.
We'll take a nine-yard gain in 7 seconds.
Senton will get the ball to open the second half. Well, I say that, and it might depend on how Tom Allen wants to treat this wind. They will have the choice, though. Second down and one after winning the toss. Texans got the ball first in this game. Second down and one now. Wimberley at their own 40. Looking right, throwing right. It's Crowder. He's got the first down. Cuts inside and is able to stretch it to the 45-yard line. Move the chains and stop the clock at 2:35. Stop the clock to move the chains. They'll restart it as the Texans move quickly to the line of scrimmage.
Boy, excellent coverage right there by Senton, just really swarming out there. They saw what Colby could do earlier, and good job of them right there. Really all the defensive backs kind of collapsing down here on this near side to us and stopping him. So, you know, clock's continuing to run a little bit after the ball's set. So every second counts right now for the Texans.
Kipros again to the left of JoJo Weeks. Ball at the 44-yard line of Wimberley. Looking deep, throwing deep, trying to go to Mann, but he overshot him. Mann was well covered in the secondary, though. Not much there. Incomplete. Stops the clock at 2:06.
Yeah, good plan by Senton. They had a kind of an overtop coverage on the corner here, and free safety just kind of nestled down in between it. So JoJo ended up throwing it over all of them right there. Wyatt just couldn't get behind the cornerback. Good coverage right there. Stops the clock. 2:06 left.
Ball at the Wimberley 44. Tied at 7 here in San Antonio. Second round playoff matchup. This one looks like it's going to go into the deep of night before we decide who wins this one. Weeks rolls left, looking, and finally throwing, and it was almost picked off on that far sideline by Brandon Gonzalez. It falls incomplete, though.
Yeah, and he's just shadowing the quarterback right there. He's in the middle of the field, shadowing, reading the eyes. JoJo rolling to that top side, trying to get Colby right there about that same little 9-yard pass he had a minute ago, and just breaks it up. Almost a big play for Senton right there going the other way with the pick six.
Fortunately for the Texans, the clock stops at 2 minutes now. Third down and 10. See what the Texans decide to do strategically here. Obviously, they don't want Senton to have the ball, but back to throw is JoJo. Looking left, screen, caught by Krebs. Trying to stay on his feet, reaches for a first down. A late flag is thrown, though, in the vicinity of what is usually offensive holding. We'll see what the call is. Krebs got it close to a first down. I think he was a tad short, though, Jared.
Yeah, he definitely was. He crawled for about those last 4 or 5 yards, just kind of doing the old bear crawl right there. We'll see what the call is if we can find out.
Illegal block is called, and they're going to step it off against Wimberley.
We'll try to turn the crowd mic up for you, because as you can probably already figure out, we have no idea what he's calling unless we can hear him.
No. Marched back to the 34-yard line. Aren't you taught to give signals in officiating 101 in that first class that you take, I guess?
My daughter's 15 months old, and they're teaching her sign language.
She can already do the pass interference call.
Yeah, she tells me all the time.
Third down now, and 20 yards to go for the first. They may run it and just try to run some clock here and punt the football, Jared. See what they're going to do. Play clock is down to 2, and now they stop things.
I imagine they forgot to reset the play clock.
Texans now probably just want to get to half. Third down and 20. You don't want to do anything goofy.
Oh, they were 4 yards short on the penalty.
Well, they're going to
apparently
the math, ball at the
apparently
same
math
spot,
was not a strong suit for them as well.
Well, they backed it up another 5. All right, they're going to restart the clock now. Play clock is at 20. See if the Texans decide to just run the thing down before snapping it. Nope, they're going to go ahead and snap it. Throw it over the middle. It's going to be incomplete, and it will stop the clock with 1:19 left to play here in the first half. If you want to look at the glass being half full, though, a man will be able to punt the ball with a strong wind at his back. So Texans just have to hold Senton for another 1:19. But the Pirates, they got 3 timeouts remaining. So they've got plenty of time to do some damage here at the end of the first half.
And they got a young man standing back deep right now that can make a big play, too.
Here is Mann. He's going to punt it. It is a great punt. Soaring high. Bounces at the 25. Takes a Wimberley bounce and is stopped at the 24-yard line and downed. Mann came through there. And special teams, as you've mentioned, oh so important tonight. That was a great punt.
Yeah, that was a perfect punt. Turned over the top of it, really. And, I mean,
47-yarder.
We saw, you got to love it. We got 66, Gino Albini down there, who goes down there, and he's down the last two punts, and he immediately downs them, runs it straight to the umpire on the side, and hands it to him, man. You love to see those things, and after a big punt like that, the Texans obviously got a, they got to stop them right here. Minute 9 left in the second quarter. And a big chance right here to stop him, get him into the half.
Ball at the 24-yard line. Gorman now will take it himself. Picks up about 4 yards out to the 28-yard line where it'll be second down and 6.
I'm surprised they're not using one of their timeouts right here. They're just letting the clock run.
They're moving quickly. They're going against the wind here is Tom Allen's team. Maybe that has something to do with it. Give it to Canales up the middle. He's going to be wiped out. That's going to be a loss of a yard. Back to the 27 now with 40 seconds left to play. It'll be third down, and, yeah, Wimberley's going to take its final timeout.
Yeah, absolutely. If I'm the coaches right now, it's third and 6 or third and 7, third and 8 right here for Wimberley. You
got
to take this timeout.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Into the wind. We saw the last one was, 22-yard punt.
Texans and Senton. We said coming into this ball game that it would probably be a good one, and this one looks like it's going to come down to the very end, Jared. 7-7 our score. Senton got on the board first on an Andrew McGowan 66-yard pass play on a pass from Colt Gorman.
Man,
that was in the first quarter, and Wimberley tied it in the second quarter on the JoJo Weeks 5-yard run.
Well, and I look down here, I can see Wes Lambert down here talking to the defensive backs right now saying, hey, they can't get behind you. I can only imagine he's saying, hey, they can't get behind you. They got to get 7 yards. If they don't get 7 yards, we get the football back. They're not going to go for it on fourth and three, fourth and four from back here.
You know, they're going to go into victory formation here, I think, Jared. Look.
Yeah, they're just going to kneel it and punt it with no time basically left on the clock. They got 40 seconds. There's only 39 seconds left. So they're just going to kneel it and take it into half, which, you know.
They may run around. No, but he's going to kneel it immediately.
They're going to have 40 seconds on the clock anyway.
Yeah,
so they're
going to be able to let it run out here on the first half. Probably a good idea by Tom Allen, don't you think?
Yeah, right now it's clicking down right now. They hadn't even started the play clock yet, down to 22 seconds. So that's going to be the end of the first half for us. But, you know, really what we expected coming into the first half. Very similar offenses. Both offenses have struggled with the run game. Quarterback has had a little bit of success with the run on both sides of it. Passing game struggled into the wind. Downfield, we saw the big play from Colby Crowder. Earlier, we saw the touchdown to the wide receiver for Senton. So, really, I mean, just trading punches right now.
7-0 our score, Wimberley and Senton. 24 minutes of football left for you. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be back with our halftime show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Charles Schwab & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC, located on Highway 290, Dripping Springs. Independent branch leader and financial consultant Brian Carpenter offers personalized financial guidance matched to investors' goals. More at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Support comes from Mike Coble at Premier Residential Mortgage. Professionals offering new home financing and refinancing of mortgages for residents in the Texas Hill Country. Online at teamcoble.com. Mike Coble is a licensed residential mortgage loan originator with Premier Residential Mortgage. NMLS number 216200. Premier is sponsored by NTFN Inc. NMLS number 75333. And is an equal housing lender.
Our score. It's halftime. Mike Blackwell here with Jared Robinson from Edgewood Veterans Stadium. Second round playoff game between Wimberley and Senton. This is how it went down in the first half. And the first thing I'm going to tell you is that Wimberley had a touchdown nullified by an offensive pass interference play. And I'm hoping that doesn't come back and cause some sleepless nights for some Texans and their fans, but it quite possibly could in a game this close. Here's how it went down. That was the first attempt at scoring here in the ball game as the Texans again had that touchdown called back, a short pass play to Cade Stover from JoJo Weeks. Andrew McGowan got Senton on the board first, though. He scored on a 66-yard pass from Colt Gorman. Colton Collier's extra point with 7:26 left to play in the first quarter gave Sinton a 7-0 lead, and that was the score at the end of the first quarter. Texans came back and scored and tied the game when JoJo Weeks scored on a 5-yard run. Curtis Bingle's extra point made it a 7-7 with 5:27 left to play in the second quarter, and that is where we stand here at halftime. Oh, by the way, both touchdowns tonight scored with the wind at the team who scores back. And so if you got the wind, you probably got a lot more chance of scoring here tonight on a breezy and cool night from San Antonio. Another score update, and by the way, we'll give you some more scores, but the winner of tonight's game here will play the winner of the Cuero Crystal City game. That game is being played tonight also in San Antonio at Alamo Stadium. Here's the score of that one. Cuero 41, Crystal City nothing. That's a halftime score. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Cuervo, see, there it is. Cuero is going to win that ball game as they lead it 41-0 at halftime. Stay with us, everybody. We're back with more of our halftime show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan Football comes from the Wimberley View newspaper, covering all Wimberley Texan sports with comprehensive coverage as well as local news in the area. For more information and to subscribe, visit WimberleyView.com or call 512-858-4163.
And by Communicare Health Center, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at CommunicareSA.org. Everyone at Communicare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season.